This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God will send for you. Recently, I shared a story about a pastor and an assistant pastor who was starting a church. Just a few hours before their first information meeting was to start, they were short several tables and about 32 chairs. The pastor said, "We can't appear unprepared for our very first meeting." So the assistant pastor said, "Don't worry, you continue to work on your message for this evening. I'll stop home for a moment and then I'll go out to find extra tables and chairs." Before they went their separate ways, they had a quick prayer, something like, "God, please send us more tables and chairs." So the assistant pastor drove home, and as he pulled into his driveway, he noticed a U-Haul truck next door that was filled with tables and chairs. He couldn't believe it. He knocked on the door, asked the man if he'd be willing to rent him the tables and chairs. The man not only offered them for free, but he helped the pastor set up for the evening and ended up staying for the meeting himself. After the meeting, the pastor was telling the story about the little miracle with the tables and the chairs. The man who provided the tables and chairs overheard him and said, "That's not the miracle. The miracle is with me." He said, "This has been a very low period for me. My wife and I are separated, and my daughter is not handling our separation well. I didn't know where to turn, and God knew that. So he sent a pastor to my doorstep to get me. That's the miracle." Since then, the man reunited with his wife and daughter, and they are doing well. This is a beautiful story and a great reminder that if we're ever too low to reach for God, He will reach for you. As you think about that, remember these words: "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that He's reaching for you.